We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Aleph. We are in the middle of Sif Beis. We are on page 32. We are up to the last line, the Ramah. The Ramah is going on the Mechaber. The Mechaber just said, we're talking about Natu Melacha on Erev Shabbos. So the Mechaber said in Sif Beis that to fix garments or kelim for Shabbos needs, that's mutter all day. Even though we said it's usr, or at least you won't see a siman bracha to do malacha before mincha, we had a machlokas, mincha gedol, or mincha ketana, but the Mechaber in Sif Beis told us that to fix garments, it is permissible all day. And then the Mechaber told us also, hu adin l'misha kosev svarim la'atzmo derech limudo, one who's writing svarim for himself as he is learning, that's also permissible all day on Erev Shabbos. The Ramah picks up in the last line and tells us, aval osir lichtov l'chavero b'sachar, but you can't write svarim for your friend to get paid for it. We'll come back to that shortly in the Mishnah Berurah. And then the Ramah says, "Umistaprim kol hayom afilu misapar Yisrael." You can get a haircut all day on Erev Shabbos, even though malacha normally is usr, or you don't see a siman bracha from mincha and onwards, but a haircut is okay all day, even from a Jewish barber. And the Ramah ends off on page Zayin and says, "V'yesh l'adam l'mayt tas b'limudu b'Erev Shabbos kedei sheyochin tzarche Shabbos." A person should limit a little bit his learning on Fridays in order that he should be able to prepare the needs of Shabbos. So let's begin the Mishnah Berurah. But before we do, I really reread the whole Sif, except I left off one Ramah, which I'm going to come back to. So let me just fill in that Ramah. On the Mechaber that says you're allowed to fix the garments and the kelim for the needs of Shabbos all day, the Ramah added on, "V'hu adin digdei chaveiro imhu l'tzarech Shabbos." So too you can fix your friend's garments if they're needed for Shabbos, "V'eino notel olav sachar." But you can't take money for it. Then the Ramah told us what we began tonight, but it's also to write svarim for your friend for money. So the Mishnah Berurah picks up in Sivkaton Vav, the third to last line on 32, and he writes, "L'chein yizor gamkin akose stam." Therefore, one who writes Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos has to be careful, shlo yichto b'sachar. He shouldn't write for money on Erev Shabbos, after the Zman of Mincha. "In lo shu tzarech atol mezuzah o Sefer Torah o Tefillin." Unless the person needs right now a mezuzah or a sefer Torah or tefillin, oshu dochok letzarche Shabbos v'kanal. Or if the person doing it, the sofer, needs food for Shabbos, so then he's allowed to do the work as well. And that's similar to what we discussed in the last year. But there's an important note over here. That's note number 10. The Mishnah Berurah clearly says over here that you can't write the svarim for your friend to make money, but if he needs it, then you can do it to make money. But we said in the earlier Ramah from last year that to fix your friend's clothing, even if he needs it for Shabbos, you can't do it for money. So if he needs the svarim, you can do it for money. And if he needs the clothing, you can't do it for money. So what's the chiluk? So if you look at note number 10, he says, "V'af she'tikun begesh ha'chaver l'tzarech ha'Shabbos." Even though when it came to fixing the garment of your friend for the needs of Shabbos, the Ramah told us, "She'mutter dafkim eidu notel al-kach socher." The Ramah said it's only mutter if you don't take money for it. So this Ikralis explains the difference. Sheksivas mezuzah o sefer Torah hi atzmo his askus b'mitzvah. Over here, it's more lenient than the Ramah when you're writing a mezuzah or a sefer Torah, because that itself you're being osik in a mitzvah. Ma she'en kein shara malachos, which is not the case by other malachos, shebe atzmuson ain't a mitzvah. They themselves are not a mitzvah. V'lochein osir la asosan b'sachar af imhu l'tzarach haShabbos. Therefore, even if it's a need of Shabbos, you can't do it for money. So if this Nikralis explains the difference, that's something that's a Shabbos need, you can't do it for money. But if it's a Shabbos need, and you're going to be osik in a mitzvah as you're doing it, like writing a mezuzah, that would be grounds to permit it even when you are making money. The Mishnah Berurah continues weiter in Sivkaton Vav as we turn to page Yud Zayim. We said you can get a haircut all day, even from a Jewish barber. Hainu afilu im asofar notal sochar. Even if the barber is taking money, it's mutter. Ve'atam, the reason is the nira lakol sha'usah mistaper l'tzarech Shabbos v'lachin shari. It's clear that the person is getting a haircut for covet Shabbos, and therefore it's permissible. V'lo domi l'tikam begodim sha'osu v'netil ha'sachar. It's not similar to fixing the garments where it's also if you're going to make money. T'hosam ein nikar ba'pu'ulo shu l'tzarech Shabbos. Because there, the actual job that you're doing is not recognizable per se that it's for Shabbos. Ma'ashen kei mazeh, which is not the case by haircut, it's pashut that's covered Shabbos, and therefore we don't mind if he makes money on the deal. But fixing garments, if he makes money, it looks like he's doing it for business, and therefore that would be inappropriate. V'alkein yesh lizor melagaleach l'eino Yehudi. And therefore you certainly should not give a haircut to a goy on Erev Shabbos, that's certainly not covered Shabbos. Kosav ha-Magen Avram, she-ha-Arizal ho-yanizar she-lo legaleach achar mincha afilu b'Erev Shabbos. The Arizal did not shave or get a haircut after mincha, even on Friday. Uberu kavanoso, and they explain what the Arizal meant to say is, to mashikosav achar mincha, when he says he never did it after mincha, means to say, what the Magen Avraham means, is hainu achar shegiya zman mincha. It means once the zman of mincha came, he didn't shave. Avalo marish says shespalo mincha. It's not talking about where he davened mincha. V'hainu dekamer afilu be'erev Shabbos. That's what it means, even in Erev Shabbos. The Ritz Lomer means to say, lo mi bayo b'chol kolem shespal mincha. Needless to say, on a regular weekday, you can't cut your hair if you didn't daven mincha yet, like we learned. El afilu etzarech Shabbos shu mitzvah. But even if it's on Friday and it's a tzarech of Shabbos where it's a mitzvah, gam kein lo hoya megaleach achar shegiyaz ma mincha v'lo espalel. Even then, he would not shave after the Zman Mincha came and he davened. And that's what he means when he says that Arizal did not shave after Mincha, even on Erev Shabbos. What do you mean, even on Erev Shabbos? Even on Erev Shabbos, because it's a din in davening Mincha. So even on Erev Shabbos, where the haircut is a mitzvah, the covered Shabbos, even then, he would not get a haircut when it came the Zman of Mincha and he didn't daven yet. The Ha'olam She'enam Nizharim Azeh, and the velt that's not careful about not shaving or getting haircuts on Erev Shabbos, when the Zman Mincha comes, we're not even makbid once mincha katana comes 9.5 hours. Yeshlomer de kevan shekarnel beis akneses lo chayshina shiavur al yedei zeh zman atfila. Nowadays, as we learned earlier in Hilchos Mincha, that we have someone, the shamish, that calls everyone to the beis akneses, so we're not worried that by getting a haircut he's going to miss out on zman mincha, and therefore the minhag is to permit it even after mincha katana. I'm going to finish the Mishabur over here, and then we're going to go to a very important Bir Halacha. We said that a person should be mamayit a little bit in his learning on Erev Shabbos, so he should prepare the Tzarech Shabbos. So Mishabur writes in Sivkot Nuches, Lochein ein kolim yeshiva be'ezim mekomos be'Erev Shabbos. Therefore, there's no yeshiva in some places on Erev Shabbos. Ubesefer Seder Hayom Kasa, the Seder Hayom writes, the imrogil lumo dover sheyesh lo kitzba. If a person is regular to learn a set amount, he learns his daf yomi. O shalomed in rabbim, or he gives a shir at that time. Al yivat lenu, he should not be mavatel on Erev Shabbos. Uperish Rashi ala sidra, and doing shtay mikra, learning Rashi on the parsha. Mikri davar sheishal kitzbo, that's considered something that has a boundary. Valkein lo gazrina shemi yimshoch ad halayla, and therefore we're not gozer that you shouldn't do it on Friday because it might extend into the night. But if you're not going to find your Shabbos needs for purchase after the learning, then you shouldn't be kaveh, you're learning in the morning. You should first buy what you need and then learn afterwards. The reason why some places they hold back a little bit of learning on Erev Shabbos is so they can prepare Tzarech Shabbos. A person has some kind of servant or some kind of helper that's preparing for him, ain't tzarech. He doesn't have to hold back from his learning. The kol shekinim heichem b'yom chamishi, and certainly if he already did the preparation, like we said you should do, when Shabbos is early, you should prepare on Thursday. So certainly if he's already prepared from Thursday, b'vadei yuchalumo kedarko, certainly can learn regularly on Friday. May however, mikomakom tzarech l'sakin eizah dover l'kavet Shabbos. But l'maisa, even if a person has a mishares, as we learned, a person still needs to do one kind of tikkun for kavod Shabbos. Va'afil yesh lo kama avodim, even if he has many slaves, k'mo shegasav b'siman reish nun, like we learned earlier. We are going to begin the next siman, but before we do so, let's just read a very important bir halacha on the bottom of page 32. It talks about haircuts, and here the Chavetz Chaim goes off and discusses about peis halacha, the isra of cutting one's peis. So it's the last bir halacha on the page. Afilu misapar Yisrael, you can get a haircut on Erev Shabbos even from a Jewish barber. Agav da Irina binyan tesporas. Once we're on the topic of haircuts, Reisi lahaskir inyan echod masha eizem mehamon nechsholim bo b'avnoseinu harabim. So I see fit to mention an inyan over here where people are nechshol in it. V'hu b'inyan iser da hakofas peas harosh, and that is the iser of cutting the corners of the head. Kemosha avar, like I will explain. Ki adua dal iser hakofas peas harosh yesh gam kein lav b'torah. As we know, there is an iser d'oraisa in cutting the peis. V'hu alav de lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. That's the pasuk that says, "Don't cut off the corners of your head." V'yesh omrim de pa'as harosh chomer od mi pa'at zokon. Some say the peis of the head is more chomer than the corners of the beard. Da over alav afilu imavirim misparayim keintar. Even though when it comes to the beard, it's only an iser if you use a regular razor. But when it comes to the peis, there are those who say that you're aser even with using scissors that are like a razor, anything that will make a close cut. The hainu samach lebesaro, that's close to the flesh. V'shir ha-peyah hu mikineget sa'ar sh'al padachto v'ad lamata min ha'uzin. The Chofetz Chaim says the shir peyos is from the hair across from one's forehead up here. You can't cut from here all the way down past the ear till the end of the ear. Mekom sh'alechi ha-tachto n'yotze u'mesparichom. The place where the lower jaw then goes and separates out from there, which is right under, which is right where your ear ends. That's where the jaw connects, and then comes the lower part of the jaw. So the Chofetz Chaim says you can't cut all the way from up here, from your forehead, all the way down to the bottom of your ear. V'chol rochav ha-sa'oros shebemokom zeh. And all the hair in that area, lo siga bo yad la-haviram. Don't touch it, don't remove it. Mitzachu akol bechlal pe'as harosh. That's all included in the iser of cutting off the peis. Umisham ulamato maschelas pe'as hazokon. From there, from the bottom of the ear and onward, you get into the iser of cutting off the corners of your beard. The kamuver mavur kol zeh b'shochnach yardeya simin kuf pe'alef. Obviously, the real place for this is in yardeya ein sham. Gam echad amakif echad anikafu bechlal avzeh. Another issue that you should know is that it's not only the one who cuts the pass, it's not only issue on the barber, it's also the one who allows his pass to be cut is also involved. He also has an issue daraisa. The kamavu Hashem, like explained over there. Ubavunosenu harabin motzui shemavirin esapeos ad somuch lubesarin mamish ve'ein mashirim klal. And in our great averos, it is commonplace that people are removing their payas. They cut it right to their flesh and they don't leave over anything. V'yesh b'zech chashash daraisa, that's a chashash of an issue daraisa. They should leave over a little bit at least. You know, some poskim say it has to be enough that the hairs that you could fold it over, you know, from the end to the root, it has to be big enough that you could fold it. But there has to at least be something over there. Even more than this, there are some bachim when they get a haircut, they allow the barber to cut the hair across from their ear. That's because they make a mistake. They think the pe'as harosh is only what we call the corner, which is higher up. The low kainu, it's not true. Kasher kasavnu. This is an issur d'oraisa according to everyone. The gamzehu alav afilu hanikav kanal. This goes on the one who's having the haircut done to him as well. The alkena afilu imam mesaper who ain't a Yehudi. Therefore, even if the barber is not Jewish, yeish la Yisrael la asiro. The Jew has to warn him shelo yigabo klal b'makom ho. He shouldn't touch the payas. The gamba mirchatz muter la hafsek as a mesaper shelo yigala b'makom ahu. Even if one is getting a haircut in a bathhouse where one should not normally speak words of Torah, but if he's about to cut your payas off, you certainly can stop him by speaking halacha and telling him he can't do that even in the bathhouse. Im yud varv nishmamlo, if you listen, the kamavur la'el, b'simen peidal, the kadela, frushe meisura, mutra afilu b'merchatz ayin sham. That if it's to separate someone from doing an iser, you're allowed to speak even in a merchatz. That concludes simen reishon and aleph, and now we will begin simen reishon and beis on page yud zayin. If you remember, we had this simen quoted many, many, many times way back in the beginning of chela gimel. The Iker point that we had quoted was Sif Beis, but we'll begin now with Sif Aleph. We'll do part of it, and Mirz Hashem tomorrow we'll finish Sif Aleph and begin Sif Beis. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mutter lahaschil b'malocha b'er Shabbos samach l'chashecha. One is allowed to begin malocha on Friday a little bit before it gets dark, a little bit before Shabbos. Afal pi she'eno yochel l'gomra mibod yom. Even though you're not going to finish the malocha while it's still day, v'nigmeres me'ele b'Shabbos, and the malacha is going to be completed on Shabbos. So you can start a malacha, put it in action on Friday, and allow it to continue going into Shabbos. Kegon, for example, lishros diovis hamemonim b'mayim. If one wants to soak certain ingredients to come out with ink or dyes before Shabbos in water, v'heim nishrim kol haShabbos. So he makes the mixture before Shabbos, but he lets it sit there soaking throughout the whole Shabbos. That's mutter. The law says unen pirish agudos to put in bundles shall pishtin of flax latano into an oven kadeshe slabnu in order that it should turn white. That's also mutter as long as you put it in before Shabbos, even though it's going to be continuing whitening on Shabbos. And then he gives another example. The law says semer latocha yora sheena al haish to place wool inside a vat. The kavana is to dye the wool in this vat, and the vat is not on the fire. V'tucha betit, and it is sealed with earth. So he has two requirements to put the tzemer into the dyeing vat. Number one is that it shouldn't be on the fire, and number two, it should be sealed. Why? Shim hi al ha'esh osur shem yechata. Because if it's actually on the fire, then we have the same concern as we know by Bishol, that shem yechata, you might stoke the coals. Pirish, yigala v'yoyed ha'gecholam v'machta, you might reveal and stoke the coals with a shovel. V'afilu ein al ha'esh, and even if the wool that's being dyed in the vat is not on the fire, im eina tucha betit, if it's not sealed on the top with some kind of earth, osur shem yagis v'bekaf, that's osur, because you might start mixing it with a spoon to help it die better. One who mixes in a pot food that's not on the fire, even if it's not on the fire, is chai because of mevashel. And therefore, to continue the wool dying in the vat on Shabbos, it has to be two criteria. One is it's off the fire, so there's no problem of shema yechata. And number two is that it will be sealed on top, that we're not worried about shema, that he'll be yagis. And we'll read one more case of the Mechaber, and the rest will flee for tomorrow. Umutter lifros mitsudos chayav v'ofos v'dogim v'hem nitzodim b'shabbos. You're allowed to spread out traps for animals and birds and fish, even though they will actually be trapped on Shabbos, because you set it into action already on Friday, but putting out the trap, that would be okay. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. And then we'll see an interesting note. Very important discussion by Moshe Feinstein. Sifkatan Aleph, lishros dyo. We said you're allowed to start a malach on Erev Shabbos and allow it to continue on its own during Shabbos. And the example was to soak the ingredients to create an ink or a dye. U'bishabbos asur mishum gabel. This is asur on Shabbos to mix the ingredients together with the water because of kneading. Shem ba'arev hadyova mayim yachad. Because the ingredients for the ink and the water mix together and it becomes an isra of losh. V'yesh omrim da'asur mishum tzoveya. Some say that it's actually asur because of coloring. Afilu hachi, even so, even though on Shabbos, yeah, this isur daraisa, whatever malacha it is, kevan shemaslil bezman ha-mutter be'er Shabbos, since you are beginning it in a time that's mutter on Erev Shabbos, u'memelo nigmar ha-pa'ula b'Shabbos, and it's finishing up memelo on Shabbos, shari, that's permissible. V'chein b'kol hani d'chachoshev, and so too all the examples brought over here in the Mechaber, yesh behen isur daraisa g'sha'usa osam b'Shabbos. All of them have an Isser of the Torah attached to them if you do them on Shabbos. Afilu hachi kevan shemaslil b'er Shabbos shari. Still, since you're doing it on Erev Shabbos, you're beginning it, it is permissible. I want to just, there's two notes over here, but I want to just read one first, and that is note number one. But a machlokas of what is the Isser of mixing the ink ingredients and the water, is it an Isser of megabel or tzoveya? Why wouldn't it be tzoveya? So note number one, he says, "Obatam ha'deya harishona she'ein b'zeh mishum tzoveya." The reason why the first opinion says it would not be an isra of dying, we're going to see later on, she'iriv dio imayim einu el hachonas atzeva. Mixing together this ink and the water is only the way of creating the color. The ein isra tzoveya elke she'mishtamish batzeva lutzbo davar acher. The isra tzoveya of coloring is when you use the dye to color other things. Not in the creation of the dye. You mix water with the dye ingredients to make the dye. That's not called dyeing. Dyeing is taking the mixture and now going and dyeing the thing that you want colored. So therefore, that shita holds that the issa would not be tzoveya. The other shita obviously holds, no, you're dyeing the water. You mix it together and the water is turning colors through the dye, and therefore the dye is being created. That itself is coloring. Okay, let's read note number two. Note number two is the interesting note. So we're discussing over here in the Mechaber starting a malacha on Erev Shabbos and having it continue on into Shabbos. What about doing something on Erev Shabbos that will make the malacha begin on Shabbos, like a Shabbos clock? That's what's discussed in note number two. Now, it's not a similar case. In the case that we're discussing, you're starting the malacha on Friday. It's continuing on Shabbos. But what about setting a Shabbos clock for a malacha to start on Shabbos? So you're doing something that will allow it to go on Shabbos, but it's beginning on Shabbos. So if you look at note number two, we'll read most of it. He writes, "V'lasos kodem haShabbos dover sheyigrom shetasil leheosos malacha b'Shabbos." To do something before Shabbos that will cause the beginning of a malacha to be done on Shabbos. The Shvisa Shabbos writes, "B'shem demachne chayim she'osor lasken, that's forbidden." U'b'shem agon ritzipes afrayin kosa shemutter. So that's a machlokas. Ubeshalos and shuvas igris Moshe histapik imutter lechaven shaon shabbas kidei shetasu leheosos al yodo malacha b'shabbos. Rav Moshe is mesupuk. If you're allowed to set a Shabbos clock for a malacha to begin on Shabbos, Shulai lo hitra Shulchan Aruch elo lahasri malacha b'er Shabbos kedei shetigomer b'Shabbos. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch was only matir beginning a malacha on Friday that will continue on into Shabbos. Ach shetaskel ha-malacha b'Shabbos. But that the malacha starting on Shabbos, lo hitra, maybe he was never matir that. Mikomakom kosav sheyesh lesor. Rav Moshe writes that you should aser using Shabbos clocks. Kevan sheyesh bazem yishum zilzul b'kavet Shabbos. It's a disgrace to the covet of Shabbos. If you're going to start with Shabbos class, you could do every malach in the book on Shabbos through a Shabbos clock. There's no greater disgrace to the honor of Shabbos than having all the malachas being done through a Shabbos clock on Shabbos. If there were Shabbos clocks around in the time of the Tanoim and Amoraim, they would have answered it. Just like they asked you, telling the guy to do malacha for you. Zakhar Moshe, it could be that a Shabbos clock is even included in the Isra of the Amir al-Akum. Next paragraph. But in terms of having a candle go on through a Shabbos clock, Kosav Shom, the Moshe writes over there, Shekevan Shekfar Nogu Ha'olam Lasos Kein. Since it's already the minhag ha'olam to use a Shabbos clock for a light, Ein bozeh mishum zilzol kavod Shabbos. That's not considered a zilzol kavod Shabbos. Ubitziruv das haposkim shemutar lomar lanochri lahadlik or b'Shabbos. Combined with the pishita of the poskim that hold that you're allowed to tell a goy to light a fire for you on Shabbos. A light. Yesh lahatir. Therefore, there's room to be matir. Me'idach, on the other hand, the Shevet Levi writes, Shebe'erev Shabbos mutar lachavin shon Shabbos v'afilu kazeh hamachabe omadlik. He says you're allowed to set a Shabbos clock on Erev Shabbos, even to set a candle to go on or to go off. So it comes out, very interesting, Rav Moshe comes out shtak. This is a known tshuva of Rav Moshe that Shabbos clocks are a problem in Zilzal Shabbos. And in his time, they were using them for light, so he says it's already accepted. So, Lamaisa, many people use it for other things nowadays also, like air conditioners. But Rav Moshe didn't say his heter on air conditioners. He, Lamaisa, was speaking out against it, but I guess you could work with what he said. If the Minhag HaOlam is that way, if somehow it evolved, that it's okay. But Lamaisa, that's what Moshe says. I'm not here to pass him. Zokti Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Beis. Back to page of Zion. The second case the Mechaber brought down of where you start the Malacha before Shabbos and continue it to Shabbos is Shal Pishtan Latan, or putting the flax into the oven. Notice we did not say the criteria by the flax of having the oven sealed in any which way, like we said by the wool. So the Mishabura says, Afilu Ein Tuach Kisuyo Batit, even if the cover of the oven is not sealed with the earth, Afilu Hachi Lo Chai Shinan Shem Yegala HaKisuyo V'yachata B'gachal, we're not worried, you might take off the cover and stoke the coals. The cave in the Ruach Koshel, and since the air, the wind, is bad for the flax, Lo Chai Shinan Shem Yegala, we're not worried, you'll take off the cover. Therefore, even though it really would have the same potential problem as the wool, but the nature of flax is that it gets ruined by the air, and therefore you're not going to open it anyway, and therefore we have no concern. Sifkat and Gimel. We said you're allowed to put the tzemer inside the dyeing vat. Vihi kolet es atzeva. That way the wool absorbs the color. Sifkat and Dalad. Oser shem yechata. That is forbidden. If it is on the fire, because the word you might stoke the coals. Hainu afilu yeishman sheiklot ein atzeva mibod yom. Even if there's enough time on Friday that it gets some of the color already, afilu achi oser, still it's oser, shem yechata kedei liklot heitev. You might still stoke the coals in order to make the process go a little better and have it absorb more color. And then we said, if it's not sealed, the problem is, even if it's off the fire, the problem is that you might mix it. And that would be a problem of Bishul. Hine, after ha-mechaber hishra ha-gosa b'yor la-gosa b'kdeir. If you notice, the mechaber was talking about a yorah of that, and he said that it's a problem if it's not sealed, because you might come to mix it, and one who mix a kdeira, even not on the fire, is chay mishum avashel. He's comparing megis a vat to megis a kdeira, pat. So zakta mishabura, even though the Mechaber seems to be equating the two, Eino Shavalagami, they're not totally similar in their dinim. The Kedera Imhimu Bushelas called Tzarko, when it comes to a pot, as we will learn soon, if it is Mavushel called Tzarko, it's fully cooked, Suleka Beisura, there's no Isser, certainly to mix it off the fire, if it's fully cooked, there is no Isser when it comes to a pot. But when it comes to a vat, certainly if it's dying, it's the dye materials, that's Usser in all cases to mix it, because still, it still gains, the dyeing will still be better by mixing it. Therefore, you can't put wool into a vat that's boiling hot close to Shabbos, it's not sealed on top. Even if there's time that some of the dye already got absorbed while it was still day on Friday, it's still a problem. We're still worried you might mix it once it becomes dark. And we said if you mix a pot, even if it is not on the fire, we have a problem with vashels. That helps the cooking go faster, and therefore that is a problem. The last case that we said in the Mechaber was that you're allowed to put out a trap for animals or birds or fish, and they'll get trapped on Shabbos. The Mishabu writes in Sefkot Zayit, as we turn on to page 34, u'b'Shabbos im hu'o sekein. On Shabbos, if you do this, you put out a trap. And at the time of your putting out the trap, the animal comes in. That's an Issa D'Oraisa of tzad, of trapping. And note number 5, he writes, cross on 34, that's all if the animal comes out as you're putting out the trap. But if you put the trap out on Shabbos and the animal gets trapped 4 hours later, that would not be a daraisa, that would only be an issa d'rabbanan. Ubegeder shas priestas hametzuda. And in terms of defining what does it mean, the time of putting out the trap, the Chazon Ish writes, shelo hispari shmal. It's not clear exactly what it is. V'efshor shetzorach sheyochazas hametzuda biyodo v'shar shachay nitzodas. It could be that you have to actually be holding the trap at the time when the animal is caught. O shetia hatzeda mekocho. Or you actually cause with your own koach the trapping. You actually put the trap over the animal. So the Chazon Ish says it's not clearly defined. So it could be one of two ways. Either you're actually holding the trap or you put the trap on him. Either way, that you're actually actively involved in the trap, that would be an Issa D'Oraisa. Otherwise, it would be an Issa D'Rabbanan if you put out the trap on Shabbos and gets caught afterwards. But since there is a way that, since it's an Issa D'Oraisa to trap on Shabbos, but still, if you do it on Erev Shabbos, you put out the trap, the Mechaber tells us very clearly that if you put out an Erev Shabbos and the animal gets trapped on Shabbos, that would be permissible because you didn't do anything on Shabbos. We'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.